Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our service this morning. It's good to see you all. Good to be here. As we gather together, I want you to think of one thing that has been good this week. If you've got more than one, you can think of more than one. You don't have to restrict it to one. But there must be at least one good thing that's happened this week. Think about it. Share it with the people next to you. What's one good thing that has happened to you or that's happened that you thought was good this week? Has anyone got one good thing that's happened that they want to share with everyone? One good thing this week. Oh, yes. Cav won a stage in the Tour de France. He did. At last. Finally. He was very happy. That was good news. Yes. Your friend came out of hospital. Wonderful news. Anything else good? Yes. You've got a new basketball. Excellent. What good news is that? Yes. You've finished. No more lessons at school. Three more days, but no more work. No more work for the next week. Excellent. I like the idea of that. Can we all do that next week? Any other good things that have happened? One good thing, two good things. Oh, yes. Oh, that is a very good thing. Ice creams? The number of ice creams we had. Oh, anything else that's happened that has been good? Oh, nothing. Oh, well, there was a few good things, wasn't there? I'm sure that many of us have had good things that have happened. Do you know what the Bible says? It says all good things come from God. God is good. When you say that in some churches, people go, all the time. We could do that. God is good. Excellent. And so, a bit stinted, but you know, we're getting there. Maybe we could become, you know, a Pentecostal charismatic church. Or maybe not, I'm not sure. But God is good. Excellent. Okay, and we're going to worship him this morning. We're going to bring all those good things that he has done in our lives and done for us. And we're going to worship him and thank him. We're going to stand and sing our first hymn together. All creatures, I did something this week. I intercepted a letter. I took a letter that wasn't addressed to me, and I have it here. It's quite a big letter. Thought it looked very interesting. On the back it had, important. I thought, well, must be important. On the front it had, first class. Now that's always good because it means someone wanted it to get there quickly. And it had a stamp that was from Greece. Thought, what could this be? It was addressed not to one person, but to many. This is it. The churches in Thessalonica. Well, the church in Thessalonica. Achilles Street. Don't know whether that's made up. 54634, Thessalonica. Who do you think it's for? It's for the church in Thessalonica, in case you're wondering. Thought I'd open it in front of all of you because it looked very exciting. One sheet. I do like one sheet of paper because otherwise, you know, it gets a bit too much, doesn't it? At the top it says 1 Thessalonians 4:13 to 18. I find that a bit confusing, but I'm sure it'll become clear. It is a letter written to a church. Do you think, therefore, it will be applicable for us? Shall I read it to you? Are you bothered? Oh, excellent. Okay, it says, and regarding the question, friends, that has come up about what happens to those already dead and buried. Oh, this is intriguing. It says, we don't want you to be in the dark any longer. First off, you must not carry on over them like people who have nothing to look forward to, as if the grave were the last word. Since Jesus died and broke loose from the grave, God will most certainly bring back to life those who died in Jesus. Oh, what do we say to that? Amen. God is good. Oh, sorry, we've gone past that one. Too much. And then this, it says, there is more. Not only should we hope because Jesus will bring those back to life who have died, it says, we can tell you with complete confidence. We have the Master's word on it, it says, that when the Master comes again to get us, those of us who are still alive will not get a jump on the dead and leave them behind. In actual fact,
they will be ahead of us.
Oh, that's a bit weird.
The Master himself will give the command, archangels thunder. Oh, what do you think that sounds like?
That's a bit weird as well.
God's trumpet blast. Oh, what do you think that's like?
That's a bit strange.
He'll come down from heaven and those who are dead in Christ will rise. They'll go first. And then the rest of us who are still alive at that time will be caught up with them in the clouds. It's a bit like James is into Ninjago and they have like a spin jitsu where they spin round. Do you think it's a bit like that?
Okay.
The rest of us will get caught up in the clouds with the Master. Oh, and we'll be walking on air.
Excellent. Does that sound good?
Well, you're now a bit worried about it. And then there'll be one huge family reunion. So encourage one another with these words.
That's a bit strange, isn't it?
It's talking about the future. I can't really imagine what that'll be like. Okay, well, maybe we'll think about that. Maybe, first of all, we'll have a little game to get us thinking. But keep that in mind, the future swirling up in the clouds. Keep that in mind. We'll have a little game. You need to get into teams for this game. You can't just get into one big team there. I'm not allowing it. You need to get into little groups of teams. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can get into 8 teams if you want, or you can get into less than that. But I'd like you to get into little teams. You have, 30 seconds to do that. Go! Are you a team? Team down the front? Team? Have we got teams? Oh, looking confused. Not sure. Team? Not sure? Okay. That's fine. That's fine if you have a team there. That's fine. Okay, so do we have a team here at the front? Team number one. Remember that number. Team number one. Team there. Team number two. Team at the back. Team number three. Team, now we get, team number four. Team number five. Okay. All I'm going to do, it's very simple, is give you a piece of paper. You can actually choose it. And on that piece of paper is an item. You have to imagine you are describing this item to someone who has not got a clue what it is. They've just come down from another planet. They know nothing about our planet. They are an alien. I know, it's all in the clouds. It's all just taking me off. And they don't know anything. You have to use words to describe this item that they might understand. They understand the English language, just to... Also, you cannot use any of the words that are on your bit of paper. So, for instance, if I were to give you a bit of paper and it said, describe Connect Four, the game Connect Four. Say it says on the paper, describe the game Connect Four. You cannot say, it is a game, because that's on the bit of paper. You have to say it's something that you play with someone else. You know, describe. It's a square. It's got holes in the middle. Use descriptive language. Oh, I was in reception this week. Could you tell? Okay, right. Team number one, pick your bit of paper. Don't tell anyone else outside your team. Have a look. Team number two, was it here? Team number two, pick your bit of paper. If people in your team don't know what it is, you might have to use those descriptive words anyway. Team number three. Pick your bit of paper. Oh, go on, Marion. Excellent. Team number four. Oh, dear. Oh, team number... No, order. Four, there we go. Team number five. Oh, and I forgot to say, you then have to choose one person to describe it to everyone. Okay. You have 2 minutes... to get a good description. 2 minutes. You cannot change. No, I'm sorry. You've picked your bit of paper. Is it a hard one? Some of them are easier than others. You have about 1 minute to think of your description before someone from your group comes up. Oh, the group number three look confident. Group number three are confident. Group number two, have you got yours? Yeah, okay. The other groups are still discussing. You see, the bigger the group, the more people want to pitch in. Group number four, are you're confident? Oh, need to make that decision. Not sure who's going to do it, need to do that. Okay, group number one, are you ready? Okay, group number five. Oh, yes. Okay, everyone's ready with their description. I'm going to invite someone up from a certain group. I'd like you to bring your sheet of paper with you so that I can hold it. So if you mention any words on the paper, I'll make a sound. Some kind of sound. And you'll have to stop. If you think you know what's being described, I'd like you to just put your hand up and we can choose. Or you could shout out. No, I don't know. Anyway. Oh, we have someone already. Are you from team number?
Three.
That's a good bit of encouragement there. Team number one. One moment. This is team number one's description of an item. Oh, okay. Off you go. You don't have to be quick. Just describe it well.
This is an area of land filled with yellow, grainy substance that will flow. There are crabs and rock pools here, and
we have a guess. A beach? Close. Not quite the full description. Would you like to carry on a little bit longer?
And
crabs and rock
pools. Buy ice creams there, and some salty water comes in and out.
Okay, we have a guess over here. That is also very close, but it's a specific, you've said beach, seaside. Would you like to focus in on the one thing you said? There was something there that was grainy and is there a colour?
It's not a colour, but it is a tint.
Oh.
And all, like, it's not a colour, it's a tint.
Yes? Sandy, it was a sandy beach by the sea. Congratulations, well done. Very good description. Team number two, would your person like to come up? Wonderful. That was very good, wasn't it? Grainy, a tint. I like those words. Wonderful, there you go. Sorry. Okay. Oh, now this is tricky. Do you want to hold that and I'll hold the microphone?
Okay.
Don't look at the back.
A metal barrier made up of a series of bars. It can be opened by an adult to prevent very, very young people from entering a dangerous area.
Ooh, that's a very good description, yes.
A stairgate.
That is very good. It is a child safety stairgate, yes. Well done. Round of applause. Excellent. I like that. Made up of a series of bars. Wonderful. Team three. Who's coming up to having... Oh, excellent. Okay. You're doing very well. Did everyone get that stairgate? Sandy Beach by the seashore. Did everyone get that? Okay. Let me see what you have. Team number three. Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Off you go.
Our creature lives in salt water. But if it lived on the land, it would have four legs, a tail, and a mane.
Oh, we have a guess.
I didn't hear that.
What was that? Lizard. Oh, no, not quite. Yes.
Seahorse.
A seahorse. Well done. Round of applause to team three. Excellent. The round of applause is getting a bit more faint. That was even worse. Wonderful. Cascade is good. Oh, brilliant! Okay, team number four, would you like to come up? Excellent. Did everyone get the seahorse?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just checked what's on it, actually.
Oh, yes, just... Oh, you got a good one there. Okay, right.
Okay, so ours is about a popular game involving kicking. And, hang on, no, it's... it's a specific limitation of the game. Involving where your players are allowed to be in relation to the other players' teams.
Okay. Yes. Ooh, not quite, but you're in the right.
It's to do with
game.
Whether, quite often it's to do with whether a goal counts where the other team's players are.
The goal line?
Ooh, not quite. Oh, yeah. Offside. The offside rule. Wonderful. Excellent. Good description. And finally, team five. Did everyone get that one? Oh, yeah, got that one. Okay. Right, there we go. Let's see. Oh, okay, yes. Right. See why you wanted to change.
This is a machine that protects things. It gets hot and you put what you want to protect inside something and slide it through.
Oh, yes?
Laminator.
A laminator! Wonderful! That was so good, Emmy. You got so excited. Oh! There's a laminator! How exciting. Yes, it's the most exciting machine on earth. Although, it was, anyway, let's not get into that, Kate. Not time for discussion. Okay, the thing is, it's difficult to describe something when everyone has some kind of understanding of what it might be. We all knew that those things were items. They would be things that we had seen, things that we knew about, but we just couldn't use the right words. But it's difficult to describe something that no one else has seen, or very few people have seen. That's what is trying to be described in the letter that I read about the end times when Jesus will come. It's very hard to describe that because no one has seen it. And so what words do you use? What do you say? It's very hard to describe something that very few people have seen. For instance, we all know that the moon is around. We've seen the moon from a distance, but there's not many people who have been on the moon. So we don't know what it's like, but we've been told it has very big craters. We've been told that it's always dark. We've been told that it's always silent. But we've got some kind of idea, but we can't really imagine it fully. Not many of us have seen our own lungs. Have you seen your own lungs? Not many. Maybe not anyone has seen their own lungs. But we've been told that they help us breathe, that they're spongy, that if they're opened out, they're the size of, what is it, a tennis court or something amazingly massive like that. And we conclude that we don't know what they're like, but they are amazing. And we all need them. We haven't seen lots of other things. We haven't seen, for instance, the top of Mount Everest. We've seen pictures of it, and we've seen pictures of people on the top, on the summit. But who's been to the top of Mount Everest? Anyone here? No one. We've been told by people who have been there that when they stand on the top of Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world, they can see the edges of the world curl because they're so high up. We have been told that the actual summit is the size of a pool table. So not a lot of people can stand on it at one time. We've been told that it's very, 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 very cold and very hard to breathe. And the winds are very, very strong. We have an idea, but we don't know what it's like. The Bible tries to describe one person in huge amounts of detail who we don't know what they're like. The Bible tells us that no one has seen God. And yet the Bible describes God and his character in great detail. In fact, it says this in the book of Colossians. It says, no one has seen God, but the Son, Jesus Christ, is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn over all creation. No one has seen God, but Jesus is the image of God. So when we look at Jesus in the Bible and the things he did and the way that he was, we see God, but we haven't actually come face to face with God, and we won't do for a little while. But in Jesus, we see God. We don't see physical appearance of what God is like, but we see characteristics. We see how loving, how forgiving, how powerful, how just, how righteous, how gracious, how holy, how accepting, how wonderful God is by looking at Jesus. And as we gather together to worship God. I don't know what images you get in your mind when you worship God or whether you get none, but we gather together to worship God. And if we look at Jesus, we see what kind of God we are worshiping. Now, We may be able to describe things that we know of, but can we draw things that we have never seen, but have only imagined? Anyone here good at drawing? A few, tentative, excellent. In the same groups that you were in before, it's simple. This is very simple. All I want you to do is draw the end times. Okay? We could have a snippet of it or one little bit of it. How do you think? We'd had some clues maybe in the passage, or did we? Was that real or was that just imagery? I don't know. What is your image of what will happen at the end of the world? Simple. You have 3 minutes to do that. Oh, yes. And you have, you see, I don't say I don't provide you with things. You have a bit of paper and it's A3, not A4, so you've got plenty of room. And you have coloured pens, so you can put a bit of splash of colour in it. Okay, it's your interpretation. There's no right or wrong answer. Let's see what we come up with. No one has seen it. The end of the world. You're all looking a bit. You're looking a bit defeated. A bit defeated there. If you're not good at drawing, just stick people, anything. The end of the world. Wonderful. Very simple. Let's just take a few pens. Okay. Choose a couple or three. Excellent. Choose a few. Excellent. Oh, you want another one? Okay. Oh, blue. Okay, fine. Okay. No. Everyone got pens? You got pens at the back? You've got a few colours. Do you want some more colours? Blue. Do you want a red? No red. Want some more colours? Oh, red, have a red. And blue, red. Blue's popular. Bit black. Blue. Excellent. 3 minutes. 3 minutes, end of the world. Simple. Light or dark? Oh, a bit of both? Don't know. Oh, dark, a bit of light coming. Oh, we're looking in the Bible. Oh, it's all getting very spiritual down here. Only got 3 minutes to complete it. End of the world. You've got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. That is all. Oh, and then we need someone to bring it up, sorry, from your group and just describe, you know. End of the world. Easy. 2 minutes. Oh, red. You want a red? Of course. I need a bit of red. Red. There you go. If anyone needs another colour, just, you need some colour at the back? No, you're done. Are you finished? Oh, team number 3 has completed the end of the world already. Oh, no pressure, everyone else. You've got 1 minute 10 seconds. 1 minute 10 seconds. Any other colours needed? You've got yellow, green, brown, purple, orange. Just under a minute. Thirty seconds till the end of the game, not the world. Seconds. 9, 8. It'd be terrible if I got to like 0 and then the world did end, wouldn't it? Well, I don't know, would it? Depends whether any of your pictures came true, wouldn't it? Oh, we're coming up. Okay, and time's up. Time's up. Okay. If you have a picture from your team, please bring it up. Oh, John's backing out of this one. It's not me. Okay, we've got team number two, team number three, team number two. You've got two pictures, okay. Team number five, okay. Team number four, no picture. Oh, team four coming up. And team one, wonderful. So, okay, well, if team five, your team five, would you like to step forward? Team five, this is your interpretation of the end of the world. Could you just describe to us, please, what's happening in that? Not that it's not clear.
I'm not sure we actually had a clear image.
Okay, here we are then.
People that are expecting to go up, or hoping to go up, people that are going up, wailing with tears of joy.
Tears of joy.
The tears of happiness.
Yeah.
And then people that were already, although we're not very clear, were dead, but up there and looking forward to other people joining
them. Are there balloons here?
It's a party.
A party.
It's a party. We have party.
So
balloons.
We have tears of joy rising upwards and a party.
And that it's all, this is...
The cross? Is that a cross?
Yes, it's all within Jesus?
Yes,
everything. Everything.
Yes. Everything is within Jesus. Oh, round of applause, please, for that. Thank you. That wasn't very good, can I just say? Round of applause for the end of the time. In 3 minutes. Okay, yes, what do we have here? Oh, do you want me to help you?
There you go.
Oh, okay. Right, we have... Would you like to hold it up a little bit? Can you... Wonderful.
There's an image. This is my image of the end of the world.
Yes.
A man coming to the rescue, pretty much failing. A massive meteorite coming to hit. And...
Houses, yes.
Houses going to be hit. A dead woman.
Round of applause, please. A very good depiction in that time. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Can I hold up a bit higher here? Is that all right? What do we have?
Someone coming to rescue them, and then everyone died because of the meteorite.
Oh, dear.
And all the lightning has struck them.
Lightning as well?
Yeah.
Meteorite, dead people, lightning. The person coming to rescue, did they have any joy rescuing?
No. They're dead already.
Oh, round of applause, please. Wonderful. Excellent. Thank you. Okay. See where group two were at there. All right. Hold it up, yes. What do we have? Okay, this is team three.
This is our design. Ooh, that was that.
Yeah.
The earth on fire, as you may know.
The earth is on fire.
Smoke. And that's pretty much it.
Oh, the earth is on fire. Any survivors?
Yes, me.
Oh, excellent, yes. Well, that's good. Round of applause, please. Wonderful.
I don't know what's going on in here.
Oh. Does someone else want to help? Hold on. Do you want to hold that?
Adam did like a tornado thing. Yeah. And the angel.
Tornado?
Yeah.
Angel?
Yeah.
Archangel trumpets?
Yeah.
God?
Yeah.
I know that's God because it says God. So the people being taken up in the clouds is God with the people in the clouds and the angel and the trumpet.
Yeah.
Oh, someone raised from the dead. Excellent. Wonderful round of applause. Sort of counteracts the total destruction. Okay, would you like to hold that? Wonderful.
So this was God, and then these are all the people like, whoa. But we were going to draw more people.
What, it's like, whoa good? Or...
Yeah, whoa good. They're like,
wow. Oh, yay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's,
yeah. And then we went for colour because we thought that would be.
So God appears and there's yay.
Yeah, and he's rising up, and yeah.
Lots of rising up. Wonderful. Round of applause, team number four. Excellent. Some good depictions there. Good pictures. Some of them a little bit dire and depressing, but still, I did say the end of the world would be the end of something, wouldn't it? In the Bible, when we read the letter, this is... Paul's picture of what might happen at the end of the world. And the reason he's writing this to these people in Thessalonica in this letter is not because he's saying, this is what it's going to be like, I know, I'm in the know. It's because they're worried. They're really worried about people who have died, and they're not necessarily worried that the people who've died won't be with God. They're actually worried that the people who've died will be with God, and they that are still alive are going to be missing out on the party. And so they're saying, what's going to happen? How is this all going to work out? Are we going to be with Jesus like these people are, like we've been told these people are? And Paul is saying here, yes. He's not saying this is exactly what will happen. He's saying, listen, you're all going to be taken up together. No one's going to miss out. If you believe in Jesus, at the end of time, you will be gathered with him. And there will be much celebrating. Trumpets were a sign of something wonderful about to happen. Noise and celebration. And Paul is saying, I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know what will happen in the end time. And really, anyone who says they do really doesn't. But Paul says, what I do know is if you believe in God, you don't have to worry. Because you're not going to get left behind. You're not going to miss out. You're not going to be forgotten. In Jesus, who was it had the cross, everything in Jesus? In Jesus, you will be gathered together and you will be with him and you will see him. And you know, the reason he was saying this to these people was because they needed to know what the future held so that they could focus on the present. Because if we worry about the future, if we think, oh, I'm not good enough, oh, I don't know whether God will want me, oh, I don't know whether I've done enough, and if we spend our time doing that, we can't focus on what we're doing now. We can't enjoy our life now, we can't follow Jesus now, because we're wondering, what will happen to me? But God has promised that at the end of time, when he gathers people up who believe in him, everything will be made right. Even people who are suffering the most terrible things now, everything will be made right. And we are to live in the light of that, focusing on following Jesus, but knowing, as Paul says, encourage each other with this. When things are really tough and there's no answers, we can say, it's all right. It will be all right. Everything will be all right. Went to a women's conference, Breathe. Some of you have been to that. And there's one lady who spoke, and it's a quote from a film as well, I think. And she said, if everything's, in the end, everything will be all right. If it's not all right, it's not the end. And that's what the Bible says. In the end, God will make all things right. If he hasn't done that, it's not the end. And our job is to focus on working for him now.